All right, so today we are on a quest to find the best way to make blowjob sound effects for audios. I really love giving blowjobs in real life, and so I like scripts that feature that, and so I've done a couple, and I feel like I haven't quite nailed it. Like, they sound okay, but that's not quite how it sounds. So I posted on GWA Backstage and got a bunch of different tips. Everything from what to actually put in my mouth to what to put in there with it to how to hold my mouth and so on and so forth. Everyone was really helpful and kind. And so I have an assortment of items. This is a very strange trip to take to the grocery store, but here we are. So I have my fingers, which is what I've started with. I also have a dildo. So those are the first two items. And then a popsicle. It's a good old like grape popsicle on a stick. You know, the little cheap kind. You know the ones. So those are like the three items to put in my mouth, or the popsicle, the dildo, and my fingers. And then things to put in there with it. Well, the popsicle stands on its own, I guess. And then for the dildo slash fingers, I have flavored lube. It is Wicked Aqua, and it is the candy apple flavor. And I also have some pudding and some juicy gels. So not Jell-O, but juicy gels, which were recommended to me because they are apparently very thick. So they help to create a nice thick sound in the back of your throat. So this is going to sound completely idiotic, and I'm probably going to be cracking up the whole time. But here we go. I'm going to make my way through and see for myself and for whoever is listening, whatever poor soul I decide to send this to, what is the source of the best blowjob sounds? So I'm going to start with the popsicle because it's melting. I got distracted talking to somebody while I was setting up, and so the popsicle's half molten. So here we go. This is a good old popsicle. Oh, it has a joke on here. Let's see. What lies on its back a million feet in the air? Oh, I guess I actually have to eat the popsicle to find out. Okay, well, that's not going to happen. So you'll never get to know the answer to this riddle. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Popsicle. It's melting. So it just like broke off into my mouth. Okay. All right, let's try that again. This is the worst audio ever. Okay. It's just melting too much. This isn't going to work. And it's cold. I don't know about the popsicle, y'all. It's melting pretty fast. I'm just gonna pause and eat it. Hold on.
The popsicle has been dispatched. The answer to the riddle, what lies on its back a million feet in the air, was a millipede, which is neither clever nor funny, and frankly, popsicles should be ashamed of themselves. I have also grabbed a fresh popsicle to see if it not being molten makes a difference. So, here we go. Popsicle.
It's so cold! Why does anyone do this? This is awful!
Oh, the licking works well.
All right, I'm not a fan of the popsicle just on account of the fact that it's cold. So, molten and fresh popsicles both nixed from the lineup. So, that leaves either my fingers or the dildo. The dildo I have bought specifically for this purpose. I was recommended to get something kind of soft and floppy for better sound effects. It's also easier just to have in your mouth, less chance of it squeaking because it's not rigid. So I went to my favorite sex shop today and the employee there was like, can I help you find anything? And I was like, well, I make erotic audios and I'm looking for a cheap, small, soft dildo that I'm only ever going to use to make blowjob sounds. And y'all, without batting an eye, she was like, this one, do you want the pink or the orange? Is this something that people are coming
to my sex shop for? Like, girls, do you live here? Are we friends? Are we neighbors? Because she apparently knows which dildo makes the best blowjob sound effects. So we'll see. We'll see if she was accurate in her assessment, and we'll see how it sounds. I guess next up I need to decide what order I want to do these. Should we call them condiments? Are these condiments the lube, the pudding, and the gel? blowjob condiments. I guess we'll start with just spit, huh? Because that one's fairly straightforward. So I'll take a big drink of water. This feels so fucking weird, y'all. Okay, that sounds pretty good. Sounds better than my fingers, I think. Let's go ahead and do fingers with spit for comparison. Okay, here's fingers. Oh, more water. Hold on. I don't know. Does that sound any different? It gets a little more aeration sound because there's that gap between my fingers. I mean, it's just annoying because then it's my fingers, right? So, okay. So I'm kind of sold on the dildo. We'll probably stick with that. That was with spit. I think the pudding will be easiest to clean off, so let's try pudding next. You know, if anybody had said, Anissa, what do you do in your free time? And I was like, I put pudding on dildos and then stick it in my mouth to record it to post on the internet, I would get carted off. I'm literally scooping it on here with a spoon. I guess I could have put it in my mouth. That would have made more sense. Anyway, I'd get carted off to like the loony bin, but that is what I do for fun. So I now have, God, I wish you could see this. It is a bright pink, like neon pink, floppy ass dildo with a glob of vanilla pudding on it. And we're going to see how this sounds. Okay. That actually sounds pretty good, I think. I look forward to listening back to this. Okay. The pudding's not bad. Okay. Points for pudding. The jello. Okay, the jello won't go on the dildo, so let me get the pudding off of everything. And off the spoon. So I guess the juicy gel is just going to go in the back of my mouth and then we'll stick the dildo in. Okay, here goes with the juicy gel. Nope, I don't like that as much. I mean, I like the juicy gel, but the pudding was better. All right. And then last up, we have my very favorite candy apple lube. I can't foresee how this could possibly top the pudding, because the pudding so far is the best experience. But we've got it lubed up. And let's see. It doesn't make a difference. It might as well just be spit at that point. Just tastes like candy apple. Yep. Okay. I think pudding's the winner. So I'm going to listen back to this. Well, first I'm going to wash my hands because now I have pudding and jello and popsicle and lube all over everything. So I'm going to wash my hands. And then I'm going to listen back to this and see how extremely cursed it is, and we will reach our verdict. Thanks for listening, and I'm sorry.